So we began our round of our second round of Chazar Shiurim yesterday by looking at the Sugya of Ner Chanukah, and now we dive into the Shiurim Bava Kamma. Starting up is Amud Aleph. The Mishnah opens Maseches Bava Kamma, or if you want to be technical, Maseches Nezikin, because initially the Bava Kamma, Bava Tia, Bava Vas were the three parts, three segments of a 30 parak mesech called Maseches Nezikin, probably so called like Maseches Sukkah, Maseches Beitzah, because that's what it opens with. It's called Maseches Nezikin. It's not all about Nezikin, but the first phrase is, the first topic, the first phrase is Arbiyak called Maseches Arba, called Maseches Nezikin. This Maseches Bava Kamma, Maseches Nezikin is rare among Mesechtes in opening with a true introduction. As we saw, as we progressed a little bit, there are several Mishnayos in the opening parak that really are sort of overall surveys and introductions to the world of Nezakim and of Nizke Mamon in particular. So the Mishnah opens, the three parts of this Mishnah, the Mishnah opens the list of four Avos Nezikin, Shor Bar Ma Vehever. There's already a lot to think about in terms of what does the term Av Nezikin even mean. And then in the middle of the Mishnah is the compare and contrast. Lo Harei, Sharkar, Amav, and so on and so forth. And I could not, as the Gemara, we saw the Gemara later on, explains on the bottom of Hamad Aleph, and what the Mishnah is seeking to do in the middle is to figure out, could I have learned one from the other? Particularly as Rashi already tells us, and then the Gemara seems to indicate, that an av is that which appears in the Chumash, Torah Shebichsav. So then the question is, well, indeed, if the Mishnah opens by surveying the territory, presumably the territory of Mishpatim, we have these parshas, various parshas of Nezek, so the middle of the Mishnah is troubled. Usually, Psukim will give one or two examples. You have a single parsha, one or two examples of a din, and then we're meant to generalize. So the Torah talks about Hashavas Aveda, so it says, you'll find someone's shar, you find someone's set. We're meant to expand that to other sorts of lost items as well, whether through a kal protokol, whether through a mamatzino. And that's why a number of the Midrash HaTorah and Drash Lam work is to understand that the Torah is giving examples of larger categories. And that very often, Psukim and Chumash are illustrations of something more general as opposed to being exhaustive. Sometimes not. Sometimes the Psukim are exhaustive. But many times, they're examples. So if they're examples, you give one or two examples, and that allows us to sort of limb, to build out a category to which, larger category to which this dinim apply. So the Mishnah is very bothered. You have four different presentations of Nezek and Chumash. And as we went to get into Arba Nezikin, maybe more than four, a number of different paragraphs in Chumash all seem to say the same thing. Damage occurred, you pay for it. Damage occurred, you pay for it. How many different examples do you need? Give me one, give me two. You know, so many different examples. All these have to be avos, all these have to be written in the Chumash. So that's the middle of the Mishnah addresses, that I could not have learned one from the other. I could not have learned Mava from Shar, nor could I have learned Shar from Mava. I could not have learned Eish from those two, nor could I have learned Bar from those three. And the Mishnah explains. The Mishnah does not explain what's unique about Shor and Mava. The Mishnah does explain. Mishnah does not explain what's unique about Shor versus Mava or Mava versus Shor. But the Mishnah does explain the Chumra of those two vis-a-vis Eish. Those two are alive. And that apparently is a reason to be Chayev. So I would not have extrapolated that Eish is Chayev Lov, because after all, Eish is not alive. And those three, Shor, Mav, and Eish, they're not all alive, they are all independently mobile. Whereas Bar is stationary. So if I would know those three, I would not have expanded to say Bar, so that I understand why I need all four. And if on the end of the Mishnah is a Tzara Shavet. What they do all, now that I have all four, what's common to all of them is Dark and Lahazik Shmiras and Alecha. And therefore, you have to pay for any damage incurred. So in thinking about the opening of the Mishnah, we spent a little time with the question, if the first Rashi raises the question of what reason the term Av, Av means two things. Av, number one, means it's kasuv b'Torah. Number two, as the Gemara points out, Av indicates that it's something that generates other dinim as well, that it has told us. The second Rashi raises the question subtly of the Seder of the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah organize sequence the Arba Avos as it did, Shar Bor Ma'aveh Hever, as opposed to some other sequence? And Rashi gives us his answer that this is the order in which it appears in Chumash. You open up Mishpatim, Bor comes after Kiyigach. And Negicha is Karen, that's Shar. Now, before we even get into the answer, it's worth thinking about the question a little bit. Why is this question even bothersome? We don't always ask about the sequence of items in the Mishnah. That's why all of a sudden here, and the whole literature we showed it. And alternative answers, thinking about Rashi or alternative answers to Rashi. So presumably the reason why the question is something that even bothers us so much is because the Mishnah in the middle, in the very next line, the middle segment of the Mishnah, enumerates these same four avos in a different order. In the beginning, it's Shar, Bar, Mave, Hever. In the very next line, it's Shar, Mave, Hever, Bar. Almost inverted. That's sort of strange. And as Tosus points out, we understand the sequence in the middle of the Mishnah, because that allows for the Pirchas to build as they do. And as the Gemara and Daf Hamavayz points out, we saw more recently, some of the others could have been learned from the other. In order to construct a situation where you can't learn this from this, you can't learn this from this, you have to sequence them in a particular way. So the sequence in the middle of the Mishnah, Shor and Mava, which are the most chamur, most naturally, obviously chayiv, and then Eish, less so, and then Bar, that sequence is fixed. The middle of the Mishnah for the Loharays needs the Shor, Mave, Hever, Bor sequence, which then makes us wonder, so why then the opening of the Mishnah also say, Arbav and Zizikin, Hashar, Vahamave, Vahahever, Vahabar. So that's probably the fact that it seems like a disconnect from the beginning to the middle of the Mishnah, that's probably what drives the question. Why indeed is the sequence of Arba Avos initially as it is? Because again, we said that Rashi raises a question, and Rashi gives an answer number one, which is Seder HaMikros. Tosis already is bothered by that. Tosis points out it doesn't seem to play out so well. Shar and Bar are in order, but then how do you fit with Mav and Hever? Especially since we had just take a look at the Gemara of Gimelam and Beis Adalam and Aleph. As Machlok is Rav and Shmuel, how do you translate the word Mave? Is Mave Adam or is Mave Shay? And then we saw the Gemara then has in Daf Dalam and Alf a sub Machlok is within the Shita that Mave is Shay. Within the Shita of Shmuel that Mave is Shay. And then you have to figure out what's Shor. Now, if you say Mava Zeh Adam, so Gavala. Rav says Mava Zeh Adam. Ashar includes all the three flavors of Shar that appear in the Brice and the Fez and the Days. Kara and Shane Regal are all part of Shar. Very smooth and simple. If you say like Shmuel, then no, the Mava is Shane. So Shar obviously doesn't include Shane. Adam is not in Mishnah at all. And which one is Shar? Is Shar Karen? That's the approach of Rav Yehuda. And then the Gemara also comes to conclude the Shar is not Karen, Shar is Regal. And Karen is being left out. And the four that are in the Mishnah, according to Shmuel, are Shane, Regal, Bar, and Aisha. The news came, Maman, for which you pay Nesek Shalom, as opposed to Adam, which is not Maman Hamazik, it's Adam Hamazik. And as opposed to Karen, which only pays typically Chatzi Nezek. Okay. So the Ratosis points out, it's going to get a little bit complicated. How are you going to, you have to think about the order, Seder HaMikros, according to both definitions of Mavet. Adam, where is Adam? Is Adam in Mishpatim? Is Adam in Emor? That gets down to why is Mavet not fourth? And you have to think about, if you say like Shmuel, the Mavet is Shane, Shar is Regel, that becomes very complicated. Because Shane and Regel appear together in the same parsha, same set of psukim. So, and Bar is in between, not in the Chumash. Unless they say, well, the Tosfos start saying, well, maybe Shar is sort of a general category of Shar, the Shame Shar. Maybe talk about Shame Adam. That's what the Rivas suggests. Although specifically Adam the classic case of Adam Mazik, where a person damages property, that appears in Amor, but there are cases of Adam doing damage in Mishpatim. You have Chovel, or a person attacks another person. It gets complicated. It gets complicated. So Tosis and the Rive are both trying to patch up Rashi's approach. Then we saw the Rashba gives a whole new approach. Says, forgive us, Seder HaMikros. Maybe it has to do with Seder HaMotzer. It has to do with what's most common. That's a whole different... It's a question of reality. Reality on the ground. Facts on the ground, not about... Not about the order of the psukim. And what's attractive about Rashi Pshat, of course, is that the definition of avos is parshas in the Torah, what appears in Darshan Vasav. Really, what the Mishnah is really doing, a rare, direct organization of the Torah Shabbat Sav, the Mishnah is directly dealing with the presentation of Torah Shabbat Sav. It is a very natural perspective. Rashi's to say down the coast. We're dealing with Nikra. That's what this mission is all about, is what is in the Nikra? What is in the Tarshish Masav? But on the other hand, you have all these practical problems. As it leads to Rashba to say, no, the order of the Mishnah is Seder HaMatzvi. That was approach number two. Approach number three was the Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, the great Pashtun, who was quoted by Rabbeinu Peretz as suggesting, well, maybe it's neither the order of the mikraos, nor is it the order of the halachos in terms of practically what comes up more frequently. And maybe it has to do with the language. That the Rashbam had said that it flows more smoothly. Shar bar ma vehever. It rhymes, there's good meter, and you have the short words first and the long words second. For those who are Akkadian scholars, that, of course, is the counting principle. That German scholar of Akkadian, not Reinflesch, I forget his name. It points out that very often in many languages, you'll when you have a sequence of items, the shorter words will appear first. I think Dr. Yaakov Elmanov pointed out Yasam v'Almana appears much more frequently in Tanakh than Almana v'Yasam. Even though obviously the Almana is older than the Yasam and typically taking care of the Yasam. And the Yakaris Abayas, logically speaking, you say Amon of Yasam. It may be that the reason why Yasam Amon is more common is as simple as Yasam is shorter. Yasam is two syllables and Amon is three. It may be along the lines of the Rashbam saying Shar Bar and then Ma Vehever. He points out certainly once I'm starting with Shar, Bar should come second because Bar rhymes with Shar and Bar goes with Shar linguistically. And then Mav and Hever go together. And it's Lasha Nofa Lashan, he points out that you have the alliteration of Shar and Bar, the rhyme of Shar and Bar, the alliteration of Mav and Hever. We reference and think about the Rashbam, Tosas beginning with Zeo Neshech, Tosas and Bav and Tzia Samach and Beis, Dibar Maskal Lama, that who indicates along these lines as well that it's Tosash talk about the language of Chumash. Rashbam is talking about the language of Mishnayos. Tosas goes a little further and says maybe the Chumash would switch up the term it's using in order to give a prettier presentation. Instead of using the same term again and again, we'll use a synonym sometimes because it's prettier. And because we see value in presenting Torah in a beautiful way. What the Agadas and the Bavli referred to elsewhere as Torah Mephora Bechli Mephora. To present the beautiful Torah in beautiful packaging, in beautiful presentation. There's value to highlight the essential beauty of Torah with a beautiful presentation. But then, so those are three major approaches. Rashi, Seder HaMikra, Rashba, Seder HaMotzui, and the Rashbam, the beauty of the language. And finally, we sort of circled back to Rashi. The classical patchers of Rashi are Tosus and the Raven, who directly deal with Rashi. And then we close up this discussion at the beginning of the Mishnah by noting there's another Rishon who perhaps is giving us great insight to Rashi as well, in a sense, and that is the Rambam. Now, the Rambam has an order. When he opens up Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, he is counting psukim, because one of the fundamental definition of what a mitzvah is in the Rambam's thinking is that it's a din d'oraisa which appears in Torah Shabbat. So you're really counting avos. You're counting the parshas and the chumash. And he counts them as Shar, Hever, Bar, Havara. Now, Hever and Havara sound like the same thing. So if you look, you realize that Hever means, is a reference not to fire. That's Havara is a reference to fire. You see how the Rambam lays out the Prakim as Nizkemam in that order. Hever is a reference to Shein Verega. Ki Yav Er Ish Son of the Karim. That is the language of the Psukim. And that helps us with two Rashi. Number one, it helps us with the next Rashi. Rashi felt the need to tell us, Hever means Kisei Seish. So the Sofer HaChaim discussed, why does Rashi have to say that? I know what Hever is. So there could be fancy answers to that. There could also be a simple answer to that, which is, it's actually not clear. If I didn't know coming in what Hever is, I wouldn't know what Hever is. But you just open up Mishpatim, Hever could be Shein Verega. As is highlighted by the fact that the Rambam has Hever and Havara. That's why Rashi needed the Pshuto to explain. You see the word Hever in the Mishnah? That means Eish. Which is, by the way, why the next segment of the Mishnah we talk about the one term that changes by the Loharez is we replace Hever with Eish. So if you get far enough into Mishnah, you'll notice it, but Rashi wants to understand right away from the outset, Hever means Eish. Okay, but more fundamentally, what Rambam also helps us with is you think about the ways that Rambam is giving four of us. Shar, Hever, Bar, Havara. What do they correspond to? You work your way through the opening paragraph, the opening Rambam, you realize that obviously working backwards, Havara is Eish, Bar is Bar, Hever is both Shein and Regel, and Shar is Karet. Now, where did he get that from? So I suggested that if you look, Yifei Naim points out, the first Yifei Naim from Sefta, points out that the Yerushalmi has a third approach to defining Mava, which is neither Rav nor Shmuel. Rav said Mava is Adam. Shmuel says Mava is Shein, and therefore Shar is either Karen or ultimately Maskana Regel. Yerushalmi has a third approach. Mava is Shein v'Regel. Shar is Karen. While Rav had all six Avos, including Adam in the Mishnah, and Kashar includes three, Shmuel had only four, Shein, Regel, Bar, and Eish. The Yerushalmi has five. Adam is not included, it's only Mamon HaMazik, but all five types of Mamon HaMazik, including both Shein and Regel in Maaveh. And the Rambam presumably is adopting the approach of the Yerushalmi, and that's not surprising at all. The Vilna points out in several places, including Siman Samachav and Yerodea, Dar Kloshari, Rambam, Mekam, Mekam, Slipsuk, Yerushalmi, Negel, Barbe. That's very standard Rambam practice, to reject the approach formulated by the Rif and the Erevin and adopted almost universally by all other Rishonim, to assume that Bavli Yerushalmi will automatically pass like Bavli, and will pass like Yerushalmi only for other Rishonim. Only passing Yerushalmi, there's no Bavli against it. The Rambam departs from that. The Rambam assumes that is willing to give at least equal weight to the Yerushalmi against the Bavli, the Halacha. Here, it's not necessarily a question of Halacha, perhaps, but in terms of how you interpret the Mishnah, how you categorize things, he adopts the approach of Yerushalmi. Now, one of the gains of adopting the approach of Yerushalmi is, as we saw later when we got into the sugya on Beis, on Beis and Hen and Tzvav, is Shein V'Regel become a single category, which is attractive once you take the approach of Urche. And once you say that Karen is Mashuna, Shein V'Regel become equivalent, are both just members of Urche, look over no Nafkamina, almost no Nafkamina in Shein V'Regel. Moreover, not only does it deal with the content of the dinim, it also beautifully deals with the issue that Rashi raises. Because Seder HaMikros works fantastically well if you say that Shar is Karen and Mava is Shein and Regel. The Rambam in organized Nizkei Mamon puts them together. But in the Mishnah, it's Seder HaMikros. Shar is Karen, Bar is Bar, which comes in between two different presentations of Karen. Before Shar Shnachos HaShar, but after the first Negicha, it's a pretty narrow type of shame Karen. So you have Karen, and then you have Bar, then you have more Karen, and then you have Shein V'Regel, which is Mava, and then you have Eish. So Rashi's idea of Seder HaMikros works most smoothly with the Rambam's Yerushalmi. Once you interpret the Mishnah that way, the difference there is like Rav or like Shmuel, so those points out, the Rambam points out, it gets complicated. If you interpret the Mishnah like Yerushalmi, then Seder HaMikros actually works exceptionally exceptionally smoothly. Okay, now we, that was the first major focus was on the beginning of the Mishnah. And then we turned our attention to, let me just open it up and we'll continue Berlinetto next time, looking deeper into the middle and end of the Mishnah, the Lo HaReis and the Tzad HaShaveh. And one of the things that struck us, I'll just lay it, we got in ultimately into the big chakira that the Achreinim have about what is the driver of Tashlumei Nezek. Is it the Maisa Nezek on the part of my mamon? Am I chayv for my property's actions? Or is it more personal? It's I'm chayv for me. I have a responsibility to guard my property, and therefore if I violate my responsibility, I'm chayv because of my irresponsibility. Not because it did X, because I was irresponsible. So that's going to play out in a number of ways in looking at the end of the Mishnah. We will pick up with that in Mitzvah Hashem next time. Thank you.